Well, hello there, Roger.
Hello.
A little bit more enthusiasm.
Hello.
That's better.
Yeah.
Are we back?
I think we are. We're back like this country. We're back like the prairies. We're back like the Canadian Shield. We're back like the maple syrup. We're back like Team Canada.
Oh.
Yeah.
Let's see. Let's see how this recording goes and how much work goes into preparing this episode. But for at least one episode, we're back.
Yes.
Whether we come back, that remains to be seen.
You know, I think the country just needs it right now. The world needs it right now after everything that's going on.
The world needs a bit more laughter.
Yeah.
And I think we do a good job of helping people laugh.
Yeah.
Ever since we stopped with our regular weekly output, I've had countless people come up to me and say, "What happened?" And it's to appease it's to appease those people that we have decided to once again get the band back together.
Yeah.
And give the people what they want.
I think also, like, in a broader, like, more conceptual thing, the world has just been falling apart as well.
Basically, since we stopped recording, the world has gone to shit.
Yeah, basically. You got, like, world leaders fighting and shit.
Because as soon as we stop recording, man gets elected.
Yeah.
And look what's happened since then. Yeah. You could almost say that we were the shield.
Yeah, we're protecting the world.
Basically.
But I mean, were we, I don't remember our old recordings, were we like pro-Trump in those recordings, or were we like, I don't, what was our stance? Where did we leave off? Or were we apolitical? I don't know. That might have been a thing.
I think we made fun of a bunch of politicians altogether.
Yeah.
So I don't think we had any real affiliations. But what I will say,
yeah,
is I have learned to not support any politicians because as soon as they get into office, they make you feel stupid for having voted for them.
Yeah. And I got to vote for the first time.
How was your experience?
My experience was I didn't want to vote. Because I just came back from school after writing like 2 midterms.
Yeah.
And I was tired. But my dad said, you got to be a part of the democratic process.
Right.
You got to vote. So I went with him. I voted.
And were you instrumental in helping Doug Ford get reelected?
I mean, he won like by a landslide, so I don't think I made a difference, but... I read something funny. They said he won a majority by winning 36% of the population. 36% of the population, out of 36% of the population, 48% of people voted for him, and he won the majority. So, what does that tell you?
Math is not my strong suit, but I think what they meant is, sorry, say the numbers again.
So only 36% of eligible voters voted,
right?
And of that 36%, 48% voted for him,
right?
And he won a majority government with that.
So like 50 people went unvoted.
Yeah. And of those 50, like 22 voted for him. So people say we need
24.
Yeah,
24.
Okay, 24. People say we need electoral reform, but like I don't think anybody gives a shit. Cause
why don't more people vote though? Of the people who are eligible to vote.
Yeah.
You know what? Say what you want about Diddy. I'm just gonna put it out there, but he had one of the best voting campaigns, not as himself as a politician.
Yeah.
But back in the day, before you were born.
Yeah.
People hated George W. Bush.
Okay.
And I think, so if I remember correctly, when Bush was campaigning for a second term.
Yeah.
I forgot who he was up against. John Kerry? Maybe. And I think people didn't want Bush coming back.
Yeah.
So Diddy was out in the streets with a campaign called Vote or Die.
Oh, shit.
To get people to vote and change government. So, you know, say what you want about him. He's very civically inclined, I guess you could say.
You know, when you look at the hood, like, you wouldn't think those dudes as people who get involved in politics, but they do. I mean, like, Nipsey Hussle and YG had their song, like...
What song?
Fuck Donald Trump, like, back in the when he ran the first time.
Did they?
Yeah. Huh. I know, because we were blasting it on the day that Trump got elected.
Really?
Yeah, it's cool.
So. In 2016?
No. When he got elected again.
Oh, this year?
At uni, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cards on the table here.
Yeah.
As somebody who was sick and tired of the whole woke movement.
Yeah.
I thought it would be refreshing to have Donald Trump back in office again.
Yeah.
Things did not go as I had envisioned. Let's just put it that way. Hence my comment about saying do not support any politicians, because as soon as they get into office, they make you feel stupid for the views you held prior to them getting elected.
I think the way to judge a politician is if they have no stance on wokeness, like they're not for it or against it, I think that's probably the best like stance to have. But if you're for it, like, no, I mean, like, come on, what are you, like, wasting taxpayer money? If you're against it, you sort of come off as, like, a bigot, kind of, and, like, also, like, you can't make that your entire agenda that I'm just gonna, like, you know. So I think if you have, like, a neutral stance, that's, like, the best thing, like, you know, don't.
But you have to lean one way or the other.
But, like, you look at someone like Doug Ford, he doesn't really, like, nobody even asked him any ever, like, what do you think about trans people? Like, he doesn't get confronted with that question ever. And I've never heard any of them say anything.
But nobody's if let's say you, right, Rajveer, 2037 comes around, you're running for mayor of Brampton, on your alien agenda, and unless somebody brings up the whole woke thing, are you going to talk about it?
No, not really.
Maybe that's what's happening.
Yeah.
But the question is, why aren't people asking him about LGBTQs? Wokeness?
I don't think it's a problem, and like
it's not a problem. I don't know. We're not saying it's a problem.
Yeah.
But like. Wasn't it a big issue in the States?
Yeah, because people, like, their children were, like, switching genders and shit, I'm pretty sure, right?
Yeah.
But I don't know how big that was, though, like, if that was...
Okay, one more thing.
Yeah.
You probably recall back, maybe it was, like, last year, or maybe the year before, it's a big brouhaha about drag queens reading books to kids.
Oh, yeah, I remember. Remember? Yeah.
They say, no, this shouldn't happen, bruh, right?
Yeah.
And the public goes, no, no. No drag queens in schools.
Yeah.
Last week, I saw a video of drag queens reading to kids. And now people are like, bruh, why are you being mean to drag queens reading kids to reading books to kids? Kids are dying from bullets. It's just a drag queen reading to kids. What's the big deal? As a person on the outside looking in,
yeah,
what do you do? Okay, yeah. You, of course, make up your own mind and all that stuff, right?
Yeah.
But the thing is, when both sides present facts that make sense, it's like, which way do you lean?
That's true. I mean, like, I was in, like elementary school pretty recently. That was never a thing. You, like, never had that. We never heard about, like, gay people, never talked about, like, gay dudes. We never even had, like, a pride flag at our school. And well, I don't know. That was just, you just lived like a childhood. That was never... Hey.
Let's say if my kid goes to elementary school, and a drag queen reads my kid's class a book, right? Now, my questions are, does this person work at the school? If so, if yes, sure.
Yeah.
That's a teacher of the school.
Yeah.
Nothing against drag queens, no problem.
Yeah.
But are you purposely bringing in a drag queen for this whole woke movement thing?
Yeah.
That's where I have a bit of a problem, like, when you're forcing it down people's throats, that's where my issue is.
Yeah.
If this person works at my kid's school, happens to be my kid's teacher, I don't care. Read my kid a book.
Even like thinking back to middle school, I don't think we ever actually had like anybody from the outside ever come and read a book. It's usually just either like the librarian or like a teacher. Like we don't have, that's not a thing.
Basically, so the thing is, if you're, there's no issue with people of that community.
Yeah.
It's when you're making everything about them and forcing it down people's throats. Yeah. And that's where people get offended.
Yeah. And that's basically what, like, won Trump the election.
Yeah.
Because he was, like, anti that. Yeah. And then now he's...
But, and then he got rid of the whole DEI thing.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
Well, like, I don't know. I think DEI, like, sure, needs to exist because, like, I don't know. There's, like, people, like... It's like there's like systematic racism that people say and shit, right?
No, but okay. I understand. And he's saying that everything wrong with the States is because of minorities jobs.
Yeah.
Right? So the thing with DEI is with diversity, equity, and inclusion, right? Now, you shouldn't get the job if you're not qualified for the job.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But just because you look different shouldn't disqualify you from getting an honest shot at getting the job.
Yeah.
Right? At the end of the day, the best surgeon should get the job.
Yeah.
The best air traffic controller
should
get the job. But just because you are from your minority.
I mean, just because you're a minority doesn't make you a DEI hire.
Like you, you shouldn't be hired just because you're a minority.
Yeah.
you can be a minority and the most qualified person for the job. Yeah. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
But if, let's say, Jeffrey here is the most skilled and LaQuindra here is less skilled, but LaQuindra gets a job because of DEI, that's stupid.
Yeah.
But if LaQuindra is more skilled than, was it Jeffrey?
Whatever,
the white guys, right? In that case, if this LaQuindra guy is more skilled, then he should get the job.
Yeah.
The whole point, I think, of DEI is to give people an equal footing in terms of getting
equal opportunity.
But then after that, you being hired should be based on your merits.
Yeah. And I mean, now what's happening with like the Doge thing that like Elon
Musk got demoted.
Oh, you got demoted?
Yeah. Apparently, they had a whole brouhaha in the Oval Office, and Musk said to. Trump said to Musk that the people who actually head up these departments will make the decisions.
Oh.
You just provide assistance or something along those lines.
Yeah. And apparently now they're running into shortages and shit of like staffing and people are afraid that like the government's going to fall apart. Now, I don't know how true that is, but I was watching Family Guy.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot what, I think, I don't know what the episode was called. But basically the thing was, it was Carter Pewterschmidt, the really rich dude, kind of like Trump.
His father-in-law.
His father, Peter's father-in-law. He's like the really rich dude, kind of like Trump in this scenario. He ran on being like his entire agenda for like running for mayor or whatever was, I'm a commoner. He acted like he was a construction worker. He put on fake clothes and stuff, right? And then his entire thing was, he's like, the deep state is against us. We need to cut funding. There's too much government funding. And he cut all the government funding, acted like he was supporting the commoner, but he was just a really rich person who just wanted deregulation so he could boost his factories and shit. And the city of Quahog just fell apart. I was watching that. And I'm like, that isn't that not what's happening right now?
That's not what's, exactly. How do you... Obviously, money gives you power.
Yeah.
Up until now, whenever people said, fuck a tax, fucking billionaires, shut the fuck up. Work harder, right?
Yeah.
Right? You make your own billions.
Yeah.
I am finally at a point where I think too much money is a problem.
Yeah.
I'm not saying people shouldn't be billionaires. By all means, if you have the ability to make a shit ton of money, go ahead and make your billions.
Yeah.
But when you have the richest guy in the world basically making the decisions for the strongest nation in the world.
Yeah, that's...
That's a problem.
Yeah.
I asked my cousin, how I'm like, what do you think about your boy in office? Because he voted for him, right?
Oh.
I'm like, what do you think about your boy in office for the first couple of months? Is he fucking great? Right? Is he good for us? Fuck the world. And I'm like, okay, sure. It is good for you guys.
Yeah.
But there's a thing called diplomacy.
Yeah.
Right? Now, he's like, yeah, but like fucking like inefficiencies and all that stuff, blah, blah, blah. Okay, I understand. If I'm living on a street, I'm going to worry about my house before I worry about my neighbor's house, which makes complete sense, right? People in the States should be worried about America before they worry about other countries. Mm. Makes complete sense. Canada should worry about its citizens before other countries. Not saying you shouldn't help other countries, but you should prioritize your own people before anybody else. Makes complete sense.
Yeah.
There's a way to do it, though. I'm sure there's a better way of doing things than what's being done right now.
And you can't even like.
And I'm all for efficiency. Government should be efficient. But whatever's happening right now, I don't think that's the best way of doing things.
That's too chaotic.
It's too chaotic.
Yeah, there's a way to like things should be done and stuff. And he just threw the rule book out of the window and he's just doing whatever.
Does he even know what he's doing though?
I heard someone said that he's trying to crash like the market on purpose, like the stock market on purpose, like by creating all this uncertainty. Then he's gonna buy low and then he's gonna sell high and he's gonna like, I don't know, just make himself a shit ton of money, like insider trading and shit. I don't know how much like if he's that smart or like what's going on with that, or even if he could get away with that.
I don't know. Like, is he like? I honestly don't know.
I think maybe he's just trying to like make it seem like he's insane to the world, so then he has like something like back up the, I don't know, underside or something.
What if what he's doing actually works out, and then now we're sitting here talking and we feel stupid again? What if that happens?
I mean, we have a rational conclusion, whereas like I don't think he's very rational. So Like he ran on like I'm gonna get rid of the DEI, I'm gonna get rid of the inefficiency, and that's how I'm gonna get rid of like the LGBTQ stuff.
Yeah, but nobody thought that the inefficiencies would be gone this fast.
Yeah, yeah, that's true,
right? Like, yeah, you have 4 years, and you know by the end of your term,
yeah,
like things should be improving.
Yeah,
right. Also, when you look at the world, world economies and world governments. They're very fragile.
Yeah.
Right. The slightest little nudge can create a lot of problems.
Yeah.
And then when you take a sledgehammer to everything, you know what's going to happen.
When it was his first term, I'm pretty sure I was in like grade 5 when his first term started. So like, I don't think he was that extreme. I just remember the wall and everybody just being like, yo, he's a racist. He's kicking out all the Mexicans.
So the reason this time around I was being a little bit more supportive,
yeah,
is because I liked his ability to make decisions quickly.
Yeah.
And kind of like show results.
Yeah.
I just didn't think these would be the decisions.
Yeah.
Nobody thought these would be the decisions, right?
Even when he was saying shit, people are like, yo, he's just saying that he's not actually gonna like, you know...
I think the business approach in politics, it kind of makes sense because you want to be more efficient and all that stuff, cut costs, whatever, make decisions quickly. But when it's like this extreme, then it's like, come on, like you need to control yourself.
It's like, doesn't any other politician, like, don't as like representatives or anything, like, are they just sweet talking him all the time? Don't they, like, you know, tell him, like, calm your ass down, you know?
But see, everybody wants to be close to power, though.
That's also true.
Right, so... Yeah. Why would they say anything that's going to get them fired?
Yeah.
When everybody else is getting fired.
The funniest thing, I think the best example of that would be like his vice president. Like the first time Trump ran, he was so anti-Trump that he's like, I'm a Republican, but I'm going to vote Democratic because I don't like Trump.
Yeah.
And then he just switched up and became his vice president as soon as Trump like became powerful.
Yeah, when you have an opportunity to get to the top, you...
Yeah. I don't know, man.
I don't know. His face doesn't look vice presidential, though.
Yeah, he is.
Right.
The true vice president, I mean, like, you had, like, Kamala before that.
Sure.
And then who was Mike Pence, I think.
Yeah.
And then Biden, I think, before that. I mean, I don't know. Do they really do anything, like, vice presidents? I don't know.
This is the most I've seen a vice president do anything. When you yell at a foreign dignitary.
Yeah, that's true.
In the
Oval Office.
The White House, I don't think it was the Oval Office, but... This is the most I've seen any vice president do.
Yeah.
Like I'm sure they do stuff behind scenes and whatnot. But like out in the open.
Yeah.
Crazy times.
Yeah.
Wild times. And then we're over here trying to not let shit get out of control.
Yeah. But like Trump really fucked over the Conservative Party in Canada.
How?
Because if you look at their polling, they're all tanking now because like...
He's a conservative.
Yeah, and they're like, he's a conservative. And like Pierre Poilievre and like his government, their entire thing was they saw like Trump like winning the election. So they're like, if he won, we could just model ourselves after that. Well,
with Trudeau's reign coming to an end, I was pretty like, you know, like once again, like, yeah, conservatives.
Yeah.
Because we've seen all the liberal bullshit.
Yeah.
Right. So yeah, conservatives, like, I don't know if they'll be able to do anything significant. But maybe set things going in the right direction. And then you have like the former like Bank of Canada governor now leading up.
Bank of England governor. He led them through Brexit.
Yeah, now you have him probably winning the Liberal leadership. Yeah. Now I'm like, which way am I leaning now?
Yeah.
Wait, do I want like the Conservatives or do I want somebody who's educated and
has experience
with the economy? Do I want this person? Now I don't even know. Again, I don't know.
I mean, the choice is pretty clear for like our area because like
your neighborhood, yeah, probably not.
Yeah,
probably not that guy. But again, this shows that the people who say I am liberal or I'm conservative no matter what,
that's kind of stupid.
I think you should be free to change
based on what the context is and what's going on.
What the circumstances are.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, given what we've been living through with how expensive things are, housing has become so unattainable.
You can't get jobs.
Fucking look at me.
Look at me, too.
So bad that I'm picking up podcasting again. Right? Getting somebody in power who knows the economy,
yeah,
it makes sense, right? I'm not against paying taxes.
Yeah.
It's just, are my taxes helping?
That's true. But yeah, I think if the Conservative Party wants to win, they gotta like do essentially what Doug Ford did. Because he's a conservative too.
Yeah.
And his entire thing was Canada first, not fighting against Trump. Right? Like that's what he ran on. He didn't...
Look, Canada should be first.
Yeah.
As Canadian government officials, you should definitely prioritize Canada first.
But the thing with the federal conservatives is like you already went so far down that line that we're like Trump, we're like business people, we're like that. Now it's like Trump fucked up. So now it's like, how are you going to like differentiate yourself from them now? And like, you know, what are you going to do now?
I will say one thing though. As shitty as Trudeau was during his tenure as prime minister, he kind of saved face the last couple of days.
Yeah, definitely. Last couple of months.
And like, He shot the bed completely.
Yeah, he fucked up.
He fucked up. Last couple of days, like, where were these balls when you were fucking, like, what were you doing?
I think maybe the pressure was just too much for him. Because now it's like, you handed in essentially your, like, resignation. If you fuck up, it doesn't matter. You have, like, no pressure on you, kind of, now, right? So I think that's what he needed, like... I think he could have been like a good like cabinet minister or something. See,
What's wrong with politics, though.
He's got too much pressure.
Everybody wants to stay in power.
Yeah.
Right? They're worried about the consequences for them personally.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he's at least going out with a bit more than a whimper.
Yeah.
So.
And what was it, 25th? He's been like, what, 10 years?
10 years.
Yeah, that's a pretty good time.
Well, it's a shitty time for us. Shitty time for you know how things turned out in Canada.
Yeah,
I'm sure he benefited from it from his time in office, but largely for the population, it hasn't been that good.
I mean, yeah, like if you look at like the house prices when he like joined office to like what they are now, and
they were just starting to go up at that point.
Yeah,
and then it's just been
this exploded
shit.
Well, the thing I always look at with Trudeau is, had he not had to deal with a pandemic, you think like that would be different for him?
Well, we'll never know.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we had a pandemic. We'll never know.
Because who's the last prime minister that like deal with that much shit? You had like a pandemic going on, and now you got like...
I think his name was something Bennett. He was the prime minister during the Great Depression.
Okay.
That's the only one that comes to mind.
And then he had to deal with Trump for 4 years, and then now Trump's back, and then... And then you had the entire Ukraine war going on. You had like
Israel. When Trump keeps calling you Governor Trudeau, how do you respond to that?
If you
were to respond, how do you respond?
Because you just call him Premier Donald.
No, it doesn't work with him.
It doesn't work.
He quote unquote stood up to Donald Trump on his way out. It was nice to see. I wish you addressed the whole governor thing as a fuck you, because like, yeah, you're gone. Like, there's no consequences now. You're gone. People in the States were actually like, fuck, like, this is how a world leader should talk. This is how, and really fucking Trudeau, right? This guy, we're surprised too. And like, we have this guy who fucking just lies and lies and lies and just doesn't think about what he's saying, just fucking just spews bullshit. And then you have fucking Trudeau giving this amazing speech.
If you can make him look good, I think you fucked up severely.
If you can make Trudeau look good, you are
fucking fucked up. You messed up
somewhere. You messed up.
And another thing was Trump ran on the entire thing that like Biden made America look like a joke. If it was me, I would have had the Ukraine war over in like a day or whatever he was saying. It's like the Israel war, I'd have that sorted out. And then it's just like, I don't know, man. I think America looked better under Biden at this point. Like with all the fucking shit you're doing.
For the world, looking at the States, I don't think people have thought this level of them. Ever.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say ever, but like... Oh, no. Ever.
Wasn't it pretty bad during like Reagan, though? And like, it
wasn't like this, man.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I'm not saying they haven't had rough patches.
Yeah.
This is unprecedented.
I mean, yeah, really, like, I've never seen that in my life where, like, a president yells at, like, a prime minister of another country and, like, in front of the cameras and, like, everybody. Like, that's... I've never seen that.
I don't know. This has got me thinking, though. Every country should invest in its own army and military.
Yeah. Yeah, we can't rely on
them. You can't rely on anybody else. You. This has shown that your best friend can turn on you.
Yeah.
And then what are you going to do? If they decide to invade Canada, what the fuck are we going to do?
I mean, that was like the entire idea behind NATO. Like, if one country like attacks, then like...
You're the biggest member of NATO.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure. I think they're pulling out of NATO now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's say they do. The other members of NATO are like fucking across the ocean.
Yeah, they're not.
What are you going to do?
At that point, I think you just surrender to China and be like, hey, man, you know, Mandarin ain't looking so bad. You just let China.
Yeah, so I think countries should be spending more on their
military,
on their defense.
I see, that's another thing, because like spending on like your military and shit, that's like a conservative value. Like, I don't see why the conservative government doesn't hop on that and be like, we can't trust him anymore. Trudeau has like underfunded our military. Like, you know, that's another way you could like advertise yourself.
But what kind of world are you living in, though, where like where even liberals think that spending on military is a bad idea?
That's, yeah.
Like, self-defense should be,
yeah,
your own safety, whether you're a liberal or conservative. That shouldn't be a liberal, yeah, or conservative value. Because at the end of the day, if you get hit in the face, what are you going to do, hug the person?
I feel like no party is really like, because it's almost election period, like no party saying we're going to spend more on the military.
Nobody.
Yeah.
Some of the stuff that I was, that I came across regarding our spending. So apparently Canada hasn't been living up to its obligations when it comes to defense spending.
Yeah.
And that's something that he wasn't happy about.
Yeah.
So
I don't know, man, like it's not looking too bright for our country. I think China, honestly, bro, if I think about it, China and like Russia should just team up and they have a solid chance.
Well, the world hasn't looked any easier for them ever since, yeah, this guy came in. Apparently, I don't know how true this is, but apparently China said to the States, you want a war of any kind? Doesn't matter. We'll give it to you.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. You want a trade war, economic war, other war? Like, fuck, we'll do it.
And China's been trending, like, not on, like, a human rights perspective, but, like...
Yeah, go on.
Economically, they're pretty good. And, like, their military, too, they're always just, like, fucking with Taiwan all the time, just, like, sending jets there to just, like, fuck with them. So, I wouldn't be surprised if we see, like, a world war or something.
I don't know.
Which the funniest shit is, looking at this now, it's, like... On Instagram, you'll be scrolling and you'll see like this random Bob who's always just like, he's like, you know, you guys like should like get secured now because like in 2028, 2027, the world's gonna go to shit. No, I used to look at that shit, I'm like, yo, what the fuck is this guy talking? Yeah. Now look at it, I'm like, yo, this guy might not be like.
Yo, my neighbor, right? My neighbor, yeah. You know, the guy I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
He used to be like, oh, you never know what this guy, Trump in office, right, nukes and stuff, like World War III. I don't like the fuck time. Like I didn't say it to his face, yeah, but in my mind, I'm like, shut the fuck up. This is not like fucking World War III. It's not going to happen. Yeah, I don't know. Like, he might be onto something. I don't know. Wouldn't be surprised.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised either.
As if this time around, like, a World War happens, do they go the conscription route again?
I don't think so. I don't think you can do that anymore. Because like,
they couldn't do that back then. That's what they fucking did.
Well, because back then, I guess your weapons were like less advanced. Now I think the next World War is going to be fought with like drones and like tanks and like all this like extreme.
We have nothing. Our self defense is turning on us. That's the problem. I mean, they were our self defense. Nobody fucked with us
because
of them.
They're like our bigger brother.
Yeah, right? Now those guys are like, go fight your own fights.
I don't know, I guess we turn to our other parent than Britain and like, you know.
They're too far away.
I don't know, man. I think we just got to get a military then at that point. Because like, yo, we actually have resources and shit. There's a reason to take us over.
Yeah, we have a lot of shit.
We have a lot of resources. We're right next to America. If like Russia or like China, if they want to take over.
But then again, if he says, oh, go defend yourself, that's not in their best interest. Because if, let's say, if Russia takes us over,
yeah,
you're sharing a border with Russia.
Yeah.
That's not helpful to you. So you got to help us.
Yeah.
Right? So like, yeah, we're good. We're safe.
I don't think Mexico's safe, though.
From who?
From like China.
Nobody wants to take over Mexico. Relax. Relax, they're safe. They're safe.
That was another thing I heard. Like,
how much has he ever said, I want to annex Mexico?
Okay.
No, it's I want to take over Canada.
Well, that might be like more of a DEI issue. They're not. They're no, not. That's, yeah.
Does he know about Brampton? Does he know about Brampton?
I don't think he's ever like been here. I don't. Probably knows about brown people, but like I don't. He's seen brown people. But he's never seen like the concentration of brown people that Brampton has together. Unless if he's been to like Fresno, but like even that, I don't think that's on Brampton's level.
Speaking of brown people, I was gonna end this at the halfway point, but I thought of another topic. So the new format was gonna be half-hour episodes.
Okay.
But I thought of another topic regarding brown people in Canada.
Yeah.
My cousin sent me something, and it was regarding racism against brown people in Canada.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, I've been living here for most of my life, and I've never seen the amount of racism that I see now against brown people. And it's not out in public.
Yeah, it's on social media.
It's all social media, right? And it's all because a couple of people don't take showers, right? Wear flip-flops and do stupid shit.
Yeah.
All because of them, Gore are incapable of distinguishing between the people who actually don't cause problems.
Yeah.
And the people who cause problems. That's what the issue is.
Yeah.
There's a video of Bhangra performers getting booed at an Oilers game.
Oh, well, I mean, that's Edmonton, so I've never seen it. Like,
I was surprised. It is Edmonton, I get it. Fucking Alberta, right? But I was still surprised.
Yeah. I mean, that's not going to happen in Toronto or Vancouver.
No, I doubt it.
Yeah, no. It's not. Even Montreal, I don't think it would happen there.
But the all the comments I saw were
just Instagram negative. This is just like a cesspool, bro. Especially that one day when the algorithm broke down.
Which one?
The algorithm that just broke is just straight up shootings and mass murder and just like completely fucked shit.
My algorithm's fine, man. I don't know what you're.
No, man. It happened to all of our friends that day. We were at school and we decided to connect the laptop to the TV and we were on Reels and that shit was just straight up murders and just dudes getting shot, just gunfights. It was bloody.
I saw the funniest license plate yesterday.
Oh.
Usually these license plates that they get personalized, they piss me off because they're stupid as fuck.
Yeah.
This was really stupid, but it was stupid funny.
Okay.
It said Jamdood. You know what those are?
Yeah.
What are they?
They're the Grim Reaper, basically.
Yeah. No, that's just making it. For people who don't know what a Jamdood is, it's when you die, these four people come get you and take you away. That guy had that as his license plate.
What car was it?
Let's play this game. You have four options.
Okay.
Option number one, go.
Challenger.
No.
No, okay, Mustang.
No.
Wrangler.
Yes. It was a Jeep.
Okay. Damn, man.
I laughed at it, yeah. But it was stupid.
I wonder what they're going to do now that, like, the Chargers are, like, new and electric, and, like, I don't know how long the Wrangler is going to continue to be made before it gets refreshed. So,
how the tariffs affect these guys?
Yeah, the tariffs affect these guys. I mean, they already started putting, like, stickers on in India, like, of, like, deported by America. Stickers on, like, their, like, tempos and stuff.
What a setup there. What a setup, Roger. Bravo. Bravo. What a segue there. Tempos. So that video that went around of that wedding that happened.
Yeah.
Of the two gay guys.
Yeah.
Right?
Was that in Canada? Or?
That was Canada.
Okay.
That totally was the guy I got my bug from.
Oh, damn.
So it's Canada.
Okay.
Looked like Canada.
Yeah.
No, it can't be Canada. It's fucking freezing here.
That's what I thought, yeah.
No, I didn't think about that. Fuck. I don't know. Maybe it was a destination wedding. I'm not going to touch it. Never mind. I understand that those guys without shirts, they were not part of the actual guest list. Yeah. They were just like the entertainment. But just because you're gay... Like, and you say, oh, I'm gay and I want shirtless guys. That's like, imagine at my wedding I had like swimsuit models. Why? Because I'm straight. I want girls in bikinis at my reception. Why? Because I'm straight.
It's like, you know how they say that, like, you know, dudes be like overcompensating for shit and they have like big Ram trucks and they have like, you know, like muscles and all that shit, right? Lifted trucks and whatnot. You think gay dudes overcompensate for like, people think that they're not gay enough so they overcompensate?
I don't think, I've never heard of that. Like, if people don't think I'm gay enough. I think I have a hard enough time with people, even just the littlest hint of being gay.
Okay.
I don't think they overcompensate for that. But that was just, it was too extra. Like, again, I have no issue with same-sex marriage, it's fine. But that was just very, very flamboyant.
I don't think the community is ready for that yet.
So, you know how, like, when they were, like, walking in, they're, like, doing, like, they're just showing just, like, they're being very flamboyant, the two grooms, right? If, in a straight marriage, a guy and girl were showing that kind of emotion, people would be like, what the fuck are
you doing?
Yeah. That's... It's a wedding. You fucking, like, chill. Calm down, right? But no. If you're gay, you get away with it. You get away with it.
Yeah.
I saw a video on Instagram about a guy testing out his theory. He's like, I can say the wildest shit in a gay voice.
I've seen that.
I can get away with it.
Yeah.
And he went around and said stupid shit to people with a gay voice, and they're like, oh, it's fuck, okay, whatever, you're just gay.
It's probably hard for them now, though, with like Trump in office and shit. Like, what do you think now? People are more sympathetic for them, even more.
No.
People
weren't sympathetic for them to begin with.
I want to know, like, what percentage of gay marriages end up in divorce?
Let's Google it. What percentage of gay marriages end up in divorce? Damn. 1.1% annually.
Oh, shit. That's not bad.
Which is slightly lower than the 2% annual divorce rate for opposite sex couples.
I don't know, man. Those guys are loyal, I guess. You know, I mean, they did say those hoes ain't loyal. So.
That is true.
Yeah.
That is true. Should we wrap it up?
Yeah.
I think we're losing steam. Got anything else? Any closing words?
I guess the best thing in life is just be apolitical and to go with the flow. Or be very political but choose the right side somehow.
You can't. That's how you become one of those people. I'm liberal no matter what. I'm conservative no matter what. Be an ideas person.
Yes.
And then wait for those ideas to backfire on you. And then you go on your own podcast and talk about it. Like now.
Let's make a prediction. So who do you think is going to be the next prime minister?
Mark Carney.
Mark Carney, okay.
Yeah.
I know my... I guess so.
Just because of his professional background and his education. You know what? There should be higher barriers to entry when it comes to being a politician.
Yeah. I mean, we saw it because, like, Trudeau was a drama teacher.
You have fucking Bob running for your...
Writing. Bob, that's ridiculous. The man can't even speak proper English. And you're having him as a MP. He can't speak English. And you're a conservative party with common sense. Like, make it make sense.
And it wasn't Ruby Dalla running as a non-bilingual person?
Yeah. That was... No, I think she had some degree. It was the other dude who tried to run, but they canceled him. And they're like, you can't run. The other uncle.
But, okay, the point is, there should be higher barriers to entry when it comes to running for political office.
Even, like, if you look at it right now, I think, if you excluding Mark Carney, I think, if you have, like, Justin Trudeau, Pierre Poilievre, and then, like, Jagmeet Singh, and who are the other dudes, Jagmeet's probably the most educated guy out there.
Out of those people, yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of insane, like, if you think about it. Like, that's your most educated guy, that's, like, the
and
best.
And even he's getting shit on?
Yeah, that's the best thing your country could bring forward. Like, I mean, you might as well just be fucked.
And just because you have money... It gives you a very, very unfair advantage in terms of being able to run for politics, which isn't it's not fair.
Yeah,
it should be like this. You know, like you train to be a doctor, you train to be a pilot, a teacher, anything, a lawyer. It should be, I guess, it's called political science. Well, those guys become lawyers anyway.
Yeah,
right. Like, there should be a thing where if you want to be a politician, these are the prerequisites you have to have fulfilled before you get to that.
There'll be some, like, test or something, too.
Yeah.
Like, you know, competence or some shit. I don't know, man. If we ever have Bob Assange on the show, I would grill. We should grill him, you know.
We should. Yo, it's gonna turn out to be like one of those comedy podcasts on YouTube, like that Tempu podcast. Yeah. That's what it's gonna be. What was your new definition of LGBTQ?
Lesbian, bisexual, gay, Tempu.
And queer.
And queer, yeah. It's just such a universally used phrase, the word tempo. Like, you don't hear it here in Canada a lot, but, like, you look outside of Canada. And
my friend called me a tempo once.
Yeah.
And I thought he was just calling me, like a tempo. Like, you know, like those things in India that take passengers from one place to the next. And I didn't know it meant gay or trans.
I mean, that was trans.
I laughed, too, because I thought it was funny. I'm like, oh, that's so funny. Oh. And go on.
I mean, that was like Trump's entire agenda, you know, anti-tempo, anti-establishment.
Anyways, let's wrap it up.
Yeah.
All right, Roger. We shall do this again, maybe in 2 weeks.
Yes.
So if we do this again, it's not going to be every week.
Okay.
It's going to be every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And this time we went a little longer than I wanted to.
Okay.
We're going to go for about half an hour. Cool. All right. If you listen again, thank you. If you didn't listen, you probably didn't know that we existed in the first place.
That's true.
But we're trying again. All right. Bye-bye.